Welcome to the Pennsylvania Department of Corrections podcast. Today we are speaking with Terry Fazio, who is the director of the DOC's Bureau of Correction Education. Terry, before we begin talking about today's topic, tell us a little bit about your employment history with the Department of Corrections.
I started working for the Department of Corrections in 1989 up at SCI Waymart as an adult basic education teacher. I worked in that capacity for about 15 years. And then I promoted into the correction school principal position at SCI Waymart. While in that position, I also did a little bit of public information officer work, worked with the ACA standards, worked very closely with the Corrections Education Association. A few years ago, I had the opportunity to come to central office as a staff assistant, and I came down as a staff assistant for the central region with RDS Klopotowski. And then a position became available as a division chief within the Bureau of Correction Education. So I interviewed and got the position, and I was the Western Region Division Chief and just recently promoted into the director position.
Well, congratulations on all of that. I know it's been a pleasure working with you. I remember when you were our public information officer, and I appreciate all that you did while you were in that capacity. So recently you shared with DOC staff some information about work that's being done to replace educational computers in our facilities. So tell us a little bit about the project, what it's all about, and how it benefits the DOC and the inmates.
Well, the current system that's in place in the institutions right now is relatively old and outdated, both in the on the hardware side and in software. So we have been working very closely with the Bureau of Information Technology, and they were the ones who actually came to us with the concept of VDI, or it's a virtual desktop. And we are now in the process of replacing all of the business lab computers in the institutions. We've started rolling them out. They're not all done yet, but they will be shortly. And in this capacity, it allows for us to do away with the standard desktop. It's just a small little zero client box. But what that helps us with is that little zero client is connected to one server here at Central Office.
So how did it work before?
Before we had 25, 26 different institutions, you had that many different servers. And each institution's field IT staff was responsible for updating all of the software, loading all of the software, replacing any hardware that broke, all that good stuff.
So say for an example, one of the facilities might be locked down for a search. So then that one facility might not be able to upload their software in line with all the other facilities. So did you have like not as good control over the actual updating of software back then?
Correct. Everybody was being updated at different timelines and different parts. And the other added piece is not everyone had the same software and curriculum.
Oh.
By having one server here at Central Office, we can control the curriculum that's loaded. When the updates are being done, they will all be pushed at the same time, off hours when there's no one on the labs. And then there's a standardization of curriculum. So an inmate can, you know, could potentially move from one institution to the next, and we can follow him with his work, and he won't lose it, and he won't have to go back and start from the beginning.
That's nice. So what kind of training is involved for the staff, the teacher staff?
There actually, to this point with the business labs, has been no training. The curriculum and the standard Microsoft Office and ICDL training that they had, we have taken all of that and loaded it into our server here. So it looks exactly the same for them when they're going out there.
So they won't notice anything?
No.
Really?
There are some minor little things with printing and stuff like that that we worked around, but BIT has been fantastic with working things out and getting things figured, and it's not taking that long. It's getting done. It's being approached as a totally different way than it used to be.
Wow.
One of the next steps is to do the same for our academic labs. We just put out a bid for our old Plato labs. They are outdated, they're no longer supported. And the new software program is a software as a solution, a SaaS, where it comes in. It's got a very updated teacher dashboard. We'll be able to follow the students, know what they're doing, all of that. Pieces that we don't have, or they're very fragmented right now. the inmates will connect directly to a URL, so all of their information is kept virtually. There's not a lot of saving onto the server, so we're not taking up that much space. And we, again, will be able to follow an inmate from institution to institution by doing this in the virtual desktop world.
Wow, that's amazing.
It is progress as far as our technology is concerned, and it's a much needed step forward.
So people are probably going to ask, how much does this cost?
Quite honestly, I don't have a legitimate figure for me right now. The BIT themselves have done all of the legwork in the background for that part of it. But again, with just doing the zero clients, the initial uptake and purchase of the zero clients is there, but we're not replacing all of the old CPUs or trying to update and keep up with the technology, the version that we're running of software. It's all just one piece coming out of central office.
That's great. Mm-hmm. So you're in the process of doing this now. When do you expect it to be completed?
The anticipated completion for the business labs would be by the end of this year. And the academic labs, we will start, we're doing the uptake now, working with the Office of Administration and getting approvals for URL connections. And hopefully, by the end of the spring, we will have it in the institutions and proceed with training.
And have you heard from any of the teachers that have already migrated over? How do they like it?
As anything, it's a mixed bag. Some really like it and love it, and others, because it's a change, it takes a little bit to get used to, but they're coming around.
And how will the new academic software system help with GED?
This new system that we're going into actually mirrors the GED test on the computers, very similar to what they would see when they're taking the actual test. So it should alleviate a lot of the stressors involved with a majority of our inmates who are not computer literate. They'll be able to practice typing, they'll be able to do the click and drags, the drop-down menus, and different things without worrying about the time, because the GED test is timed, and they're always worried about having enough time to get finished. This way, they'll be a lot more relaxed in that aspect, take a lot of that pressure off, and hopefully help with our results.
Excellent. Boy, you have a busy office.
It is a busy office.
Is there anything else going on in the Bureau of Education, Correction Education, that you want to share?
Well, currently we are two division chiefs down. I recently had two retirements, and we are moving forward and hoping that very soon we can bring some new faces on board. I do have a new division chief for the West. She's been here a few months, Anne-Marie Swanlick. She's doing a very good job with getting a lot of the GED testing and GED accounts back up and running the way they should be. We are working closely with the barber program and the cosmetology program. At our last testing session, we had 19 students pass for the hands-on portion of the test, and we had 19 pass.
Excellent.
So we are moving forward.
Okay, and then also, did you have some CEA accreditations take place this year?
We did. We had 9 accreditations take place this year, and all 9 institutions passed once again. So we do have all, we are one of the few states in the United States that has all of our adult correctional institutions accredited by CEA.
Wow, congratulations. That is great. All right, well, if you have nothing else to add, I think that's going to be a wrap for our podcast. So I'd like to thank Terry Fazio for joining us and giving us some information on what's happening in the Bureau of Correction Education. Thanks, Terry.
You're welcome.